I thank you for tuning in, and I wanted to share with you a message that I call the unmasking. Do you ever see those two faces, like you go to a theater, one face is sad, one play? Well, that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes we as people, we run around all the time with masks on. Well, let me show you and let you understand what Jesus did in Luke chapter 4, verses 20 through 30. Now, as last week, we ended up with the prophecy from Isaiah, so I'll pick it up in verse 20. He rolled up the scroll, he being Jesus, handed it back to the attendant, sat down, and everyone in the synagogue stared at him intently. And then they said, "This scripture has come true today before your very eyes." Well, all who were there spoke well of him and were amazed by the gracious words that fell from his lips. But they said, "How can this be? Isn't this Joseph's son?" Red letter edition, Jesus said, "Probably you will quote me that proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself,' meaning, why don't you do miracles here in your hometown like you did in Capernaum? But the truth is, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. Certainly, there were many widows in Israel who needed help in Elijah's time. And when there was no rain for 3.5 years and hungry stalked the land, Elijah was not sent to any of them. Instead, he was sent to the widow of Zarephath, a foreigner in the land of Sidon. Or think of the prophet Elisha, who healed Naaman, a Syrian, rather than the many lepers in Israel who needed help." Verse 28 through 30 says, "When they heard this, the people in the synagogue were furious. Jumping up, they mobbed him and took him to the edge of the hill which the city was built. They intended to push him over the cliff, but he slipped away through the crowd and left them." Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.